Let's go.
Welcome to Casual Nerddom, a place where you can be nerdy without being an expert, where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, that's okay. This is the place for you. If you are an MCU fan but might not know everything about the comics that it pulls from, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris Bacon.
I'm Adrian Daniel.
And welcome to Casual Nerddom.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Season finale!
This is episode 10, the last episode of the season. Thank you guys for listening so far and
yes,
for supporting Casual Nerddom so far. We really appreciate it. It's not ending, so this is we're going to be actually switching over into a video format. So look out for that soon. It's going to be really cool. We're going to be putting it together. Make sure you listen to episode 1-9 already if you haven't, to just, you know, be up on all the nerddom. I got a lot of comments about my stance on DC and how I was in my feelings, apparently. And it wasn't that I was in my feelings, it's just that I'm very, like, passionate about these things, you know, and I care. And I actually do love DC. It's just that they be fucking up. So, anyway.
Also, you know, like, don't, like, you know, the episodes will be over, but there'll still be things, there'll still be conversations to have, you know, you can comment on stuff still, we'll still comment back, we'll still have discussion, there'll still be things that we'll be doing, you know, but, yeah. As a season, this is the last episode of the season, but... You know, there's always stuff to talk about. Like I was honestly ending right before Endgame comes out.
Yeah, we might do a Game of Thrones episode.
Exactly. Like there's a lot of things like
we have to do an Endgame.
We're kind of ending on the month in which everything we should have been beginning.
Right.
Like honestly, but you know, it just means that like obviously by the time we come back with the video, we might not have to talk about so many things. But I mean, things we will do stuff like. There are some conversations that have to be had. Like, we both caught up on Game of Thrones. We both caught up on, you know, there's a topic of today. There's a lot of things in the topic today that is coming back out. So, there's a lot of things that is happening that, you know, we want to be in the discussion on. And so, if you see something, don't be afraid to tag us, you know, tag one of us. Or tag the show and say, hey, man, you guys seen this or whatever. Like, for example, I put up, you know, the Joker movie is coming out in the year. The trailer looked okay to me, you know. I wrote about that on my other page. Adrian in DC. So it's going to be separate from the DC universe. That's a little addendum. We're not going to talk about it too much. But I guess since I mentioned it, we'll talk about it just a little bit. It looks like the pulling from the Killing Joke version of the Joker, where it's a mentally challenged individual who is a failing comedian. That's as much as I got from it. I mean, there's other things that obviously you got from the trailer, but it has to be a departure from the DCEU because there's no age bracket you can put that Joker in where it would work. So you have to kind of, if this works out, then they can use this as a starting point for new properties.
Yeah.
But you know, time will tell. Time will tell with that. So yeah. But don't be afraid to send stuff to us. Don't think that we're not watching. Don't think
give us topics sometimes too. If you feel like we should discuss something on the show, let us know. We'll definitely talk about it.
Yeah.
We really appreciate any type of feedback or any type of like say you don't like something, let us know you don't like it. We'll probably not ignore you, but you know, still tell us you don't like it. You know, we'll listen. You know what I'm saying? Well, Chris will listen. I probably won't listen. I'm letting you know. So today's topic today is we want to end on a big note and something that actually inspired the show in the first place, which was anime.
Yeah.
And the influence anime has had on people, specifically people of color, and America.
Yeah.
And why anime is looked at the way it is. Like,
yeah, it's this weird duality. It's a weird thing. Like, it's like when you're in it, it doesn't feel bad. But when you're not in it, it feels like it's like something that like 2-year-olds do. And that's just the weirdest thing. And it's funny, I guess top of the show, I guess I'll shout out to a creator as by the name of Daquan. He just dropped a video basically
explaining,
like, it was one that, it's funny because I sent it to Adrian, and then like an hour after that, someone sent it to me in a group chat with other people, and I'm like, I just sent that to my brother's son. Like, because, you know, shout out to you, Daquan. Like, I've been following you, bro. You fucking hilarious, bro. Like,
for real.
I had to tell my wife, like, watch the end of the video. Like, yo, just like, you said, I ain't saying a smash like, but you like my shit, dog. Like, I'm not, yo, like, I respect that. I respect you a lot, bro. You out here, you know, you didn't go into YouTubing to be a YouTuber. Like, you just kind of started talking your stuff and your truth, you know, made people want to listen. You know, a lot of, this is the time, you know, like, Molawi, you know, Caleb City, King Vader, couple people out there, like a lot of creators, a lot of anime inspired people who are blurring the lines between individual creators, anime, you know, and hip hop.
Yeah.
And you know, he's King Vader specifically, he does a lot of like really big dance videos, you know, centered around animes, and like his biggest one was like the My Hero Academia one, and the big superhero fight one. And you know, it's just like you gotta give those people props because they take the time to, they are the result of anime's influence in your life if it's been around long enough. Like, those are people, these people are creating, these people who probably didn't go to school for none of the stuff that they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and they're able to sit down and they want to learn how to make these things work. So they sit down, like, that anime will inspire you to do that. And he kind of touches on that in the videos that, you know, anime will inspire you to do certain things that you've never done before. But also, anime is really crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of shows get crazy. Just that, like, you know, think about the cartoons you used to watch. Like, a lot of those things are crazy just that because there was no blood or whatever, or there was never any intentional, you know, direct attack on our psyche. It would seem as fine. But the cartoons back then would not have been played today.
Yeah.
As they came out.
Do you remember watching?
Ren and Stimpy, bro, was like, They debased that show, and now, like, if that show came out now, it never would have came out now.
Yeah.
Never.
There's a lot of shows like that. Cow and Chicken.
Yeah, Cow and Chicken never would have came out. Like, a lot of those times, like, a lot of shows wouldn't have made it out. And around, in that time, those were the times, Hanna-Barbera, when Hanna-Barbera was ending, was around the time in which a lot of us were starting to watch Kids WB. That's when that came out.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network had just started coming out. We started getting things like Toonami.
Yeah.
We started getting things like the Saturday Block. I forgot what that, the Saturday Show. We started getting things like this WB Kids Morning Lineup, you know? And they had Jackie Chan Adventures, you know? Yeah. And so they were very subtle introductions.
Fox had a...
Shaolin Showdown?
Yeah, Shaolin Showdown, I think, maybe.
Yeah, Jetix came later.
Yeah,
but they did have their own thing, and everyone was on that. Like, you know, Pokemon came out on Kids WB at 7 a.m. That was most people's first experience with Pokemon, like watching that shit really early before
that's
going
the,
to
that's
school.
That's the one time kids would get up early.
Because you have to go to school, and you'd be like, yo, what the hell is this on
kids,
TV? Like,
kids would get up early as hell just to watch some goddamn Pokemon and Sonic.
Before you go to school, I'm like, yo, I don't Sonic I'm Underground. Watching Sonic Underground, bro. And it's like, you know, the video game anime world was always had, were always cool. You know?
Yeah.
So it's for us, if you grew up with video games, and that's the thing, a lot of older people didn't have video games. Like, if you didn't like video games as a kid, more than likely you didn't like anime as a kid either. Because video games and anime were hand in hand, because a lot of times you would buy a video game for a show you never heard of, or your parents would get you, like, remember Dragon Ball Z was having games way before Dragon Ball Z ever came out. Like, we spoke about Dragon Ball Z on the second episode.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to do an episode today, because, you know, anime is a big part of. We can't touch on anime every single episode. We wanted to make the episodes every central.
Yeah.
But if we were able to do a different format where we can kind of talk to y'all, we would talk about anime a lot more often. I'll
oh, yeah.
With you.
For sure.
So,
I just want to touch on the fact that you know, go back to the Daquan guy. He really hit the nail on the head when he said that anime, if you watch it in its raw form, is not for kids.
It's not.
It's not for kids. What we saw in Toonami growing up was for kids.
Yeah.
And like,
and even then that got on the edges of like,
oh yeah.
Like, I remember Ronin Warriors got pretty serious at one point, and you was like, you got stabbed. Like, you know, like, but it wasn't, It was all right at the time. It was cool.
First like, anime show I saw was definitely Dragon Ball Z for me though.
And I, you know what I want to, you know what I want
to. But does Pokemon count though?
Yes, Pokemon's anime.
Okay, so hey, Pokemon now, was first.
Speaking of that, here's something I just thought about. Technically, Power Rangers is anime.
Is it really?
Because the show that they based Power Rangers off. Because here's the thing, Power Rangers as we've seen it in Mighty Morphin, every time they were in costume, we were watching clips from another show from Japan.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wait, deadass?
Yes. People look this up.
Yo, I just look learned this today.
The origin of Power Rangers. And like, you will see that 4Kids Entertainment, 4Kids Entertainment, what happened is they had the rights to a show. So they hired people to act out the in-between scenes. But whenever they're like fighting in costume and stuff like that, it's not the same show.
So you just have new like voiceovers for the scenes or whatever, promocycle? They probably have new voiceovers for the scenes. That make that, I mean, because like even in the fighting scenes, they were talking.
Yeah, voiceovers. That's because they don't have their mouth.
That's why it looks so goddamn funny to me.
And that's why the plots didn't make a lot of sense all the time, because they had to make some of the villains fit.
So was Tommy never the Green Ranger?
He...
Don't tell me that, man. That's gonna fuck my whole world up, bro.
at some point, like obviously these people had access to the costumes, but for the most part, they used footage that wasn't made for the show that we were watching.
Wow.
I
knew that.
Yeah.
Was that like all of them though?
Nah, like I think that Mighty Morphin. I think it's like the first one.
Okay.
I think after a while they started producing it themselves.
Cause I remember seeing some episodes where they had their helmets off and. You know, but no, they always put their helmets on when they fought.
Yeah, they never fought without the helmets. Like,
yeah, never. There was never a time, except for like when they were like doing practice, they were practicing or whatever in the dojo or whatever. Wow, man, Power Rangers really had me out here looking crazy. So I really thought they was really doing that shit for sure. I thought Tommy was, you know, Tommy was always into martial arts. So I'm like, oh, the actor really does this for a living. So I'm like, I'm guessing all of them do this too. You know, I really.
Yeah, damn. But a lot of them didn't. A lot of them didn't, you know.
I really thought Kimberly was getting with the business, man. Throwing the hands.
She went into porn or something like that.
What? Yo, wait. Oh, shit.
Yo, y'all gotta look. Yo, y'all, listen. We gonna get off of this topic about Power Rangers.
Wait, wasn't she in the movie, though? When the movie came out?
Yeah, but the movie's not the same as the TV show. It's about the TV show specifically.
Wait, I'm saying if she was doing porn and they put in the movie, God
this
damn.
This is after she was off the show.
Power Rangers don't give a fuck, do they?
Oh, yeah, no. Like, she was in the new movie, but she definitely was like, yeah.
God damn.
I ain't going front. When I watched the movie and I seen her, what time I was like, oh, word? Okay. All right. We on here with the James Gunn on there. All right. We sorry.
Shout out to the porn industry. You know, we fuck with you.
Oh, yeah. Pornhub. Yo, listen, y'all. Listen. Porn makes too much money for people to say they don't watch porn. The same porn and anime is very similar.
Yeah.
Everyone, a lot of people like it. Like, right now, there's a rapper, a female rapper, called Megan Thee Stallion. Right now, she has a hashtag called Todoroki Tina, right? Yeah, as we know, Todoroki is the name of, you know, Shoto Todoroki from My Hero Academia. You know, half hot, half cold.
Yeah.
So she has a hair dyed half red, half white. And she has a t-shirt with him on it.
She's one of us.
Yeah, she'll at the very least, and this is why the show is created, at the very least, to us, the casual nerddom, she's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't have to know his full name. She doesn't have to know the Japanese version.
Lord
knows,
she doesn't have to know.
Like, she doesn't have to like anyone else on the show. This might be the only anime she's ever seen in her life. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It inspires her, and that's enough. That's what anime is supposed to do. It's like school. School's supposed to inspire you. If you go, you can go to 20 years of school and not be inspired and have a shit life. Or you can go to school for 1 year, be inspired and become a genius. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can happen like that.
Yeah.
And that's the power of that kind of medium. It's only anime because it's just animation done with purpose. Not to say that other kid shows aren't done with purpose. They're done because it's easier to draw and animate and to get the point across, you know. But anime definitely gets the point across, and some of those points are not for kids.
That's true.
Like, so... especially even in kid shows, because in Japan, kids are taught stronger themes earlier on. Here, we're like, you got to protect your feelings and all that. I'm like, even Mr. Rogers, like, we tried to shoot down Mr. Rogers for trying to teach kids to become themselves.
I don't know, bro. Mr. Rogers was a little sus back in the day, bro. You didn't act like he wasn't sus.
Listen, but he might have been sus, but at the end of the day, he still had a positive message for kids to understand themselves, like, and not just be like, well, listen to what your parents say. Like, listen, like, how do you feel? Here's how you talk. Here's how you feel. Here's how you communicate with other people. Like, here's, you know, like, there, instead of, like, saying, like, well, because not all parents are created equal, you know, and not all anime is created equal. Not all porn is created equal. So
I wasn't watching none of that Mr. Rogers shit. I ain't gonna hold you, though, bro. I wasn't watching none of that. I wasn't watching none of that. I wasn't watching that. Or Franklin. Remember Franklin? Remember Bernstein Bears? I'm watching none of that bullshit. Nah, he kissed me. He kissed my ass with that.
It's all, listen, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. All I'm gonna say is, like, shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, too. Dope-ass music. That's all I can really say about her. So
nah, she's dope. She can definitely rap, bro.
Oh yeah, she can rap her butt off. That's all.
She an anime, and she don't gotta be like super.
Megan, you cool with us, bro? Yeah, like, I'm gonna treat you like you're gonna get a tweet after the show from us, you know, saying like you really holding it down, because there's been anime references in rap for years.
And she a girl too, yo man. Oh man, you know, like, for the longest time.
We gonna touch on this later about the toxic masculinity and anime too, because this is partly why we're doing an episode.
Nah, it's not just that. Even the fact that a lot of women that think that anime is like for kids or just a cartoon, they don't really understand. I'm like, there's a lot that really goes into anime.
Oh yeah,
it's not just
the thing about anime is sometimes is that when you some anime is based off a lot of anime is based off of manga, and that's the thing. They all come from the same things, written works.
Yeah,
like a lot just because. There are light... Now, here's the thing. There are definitely light novels. There are definitely manga or quote-unquote bodies of work that don't have pictures.
Yeah.
That are still adapted into anime. If you ever seen Overlord before, Overlord is definitely a light novel. I didn't know what that meant. Like, I'm like, why do you keep saying light novel? It's like, because it's a light novel. Like, it's not a manga where it's just pictures the whole time. And I'm like, okay. So, that's just like taking a book and making a show about it. Like, any other show that we ever watched. And you can pick the most random show and it's based off something that someone wrote. Like, Westworld, we're probably watching what Game of Thrones is a big example of that. We say that at the beginning of every episode. And we didn't even talk about it at all. But Game of Thrones is definitely an example of a body of work made into a digestible format. And we all know that the show and the books aren't matching up anymore because they got past J.J. R. Martin in the narrative.
Yeah.
So this last season we're about to watch, and you know, in this last season that might have come out by the time you hear this, but all seven seasons, like, that's y'all anime.
Yeah.
Someone wrote this nerd dude. Look at this dude.
Yeah.
Look at him. D&D is his life, bro.
That's right.
Like, you think that he don't know a World of War? You think he don't know and never heard anime? He probably has heard anime, you know, but he pulls these things. Like, so when people talk about, like, being in love with medieval shit and Dungeons and Dragons, I'm like, okay, that's here and in overseas, they had anime. That's it. That's the only difference. It's the same level of dedication.
Yeah.
And you have cons.
If you love Stranger Things, you love anime.
You have cons for shit like Dungeons and Dragons. You have cons for shit like Naruto. Like, it's just... That it's the same kind of thing, just that it developed differently. Like, we all have Avatar. Avatar technically is American made. That's why it's not considered anime per se, because the story itself, it was made in America. It was just
that just made me think of like M. Night Shyamalan calling
him
I kept laughing.
Man, get out of here with that. That was happens when you try and take something that wasn't created in your own hands and make it something that you created with your own hands. Like, that's why I don't like a lot of Netflix anime adaptations and live action. That's why a lot of live adaptations of anime don't work, because that would have been what would have happened had they tried to do it with real people. That's the thing. Anime sometimes is made because it's better and easier.
Remember the Dragon Ball movie, bro? Oh, man.
Dragon Ball Evolution should show you that not all things should be made with real people. Like,
that was the most trash movie I saw in my life.
Unless you have like $20 million to make sure the CG is on point, because it doesn't.
It wasn't even just a CG, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to talk about the movie. I'm just saying that it could have been a lot different. But when you see examples all the time of when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And one example that I have is Erased, a really cool manga that was adapted into a cool anime, that was adapted into a movie, and then it's to a Netflix series. And those kind of and the story itself is pretty straight shot. It's like a little supernatural stuff in it, but what show doesn't nowadays? And it's really nicely done. And it's like, you know, each one, that's an example of each one being slightly different, but all of them being good.
Yeah.
You know? So if you never heard of it, if you like, and that's the thing, you can't, if you like anime, like Aiden likes anime, right? But I would not tell him to watch Erased. Nope. Because Erased does not have any action.
I have a very specific anime palette.
Adrian is more of a Shonen fan. Shonen anime is more like the Naruto, Black Clover, Dragon Ball Z, Bleach era. Like, you know, that kind of feel of storytelling. Mm-hmm. Where something's always happening all the time, you know, regardless of plot. And but I like stories. I like plots. I like, you know, I have a love for film. And, you know, that's why we talked about Us in such a deep, you know, narrative. Like, he likes to watch anime to not think about those things. But I like anime because you can get those things in. And once you watch a show or two that really get you thinking, you're going to want to know, like, what other stories people tell. And so I tell people, like, for those who are listening who has never watched anime before in your life. Mm-hmm. And
there's an anime out there for you.
Listen, and there's an anime out there for you. Do not think the one that your friends like is the one you have to watch. Ask them, like, listen, you know me. Give me one show you think I should watch.
That's what I told you
all
the time.
And I'll watch the first episode, right? Ask them sometimes. Sometimes a lot of anime is not made for TV. All anime that comes out doesn't come out on primetime television.
Yeah.
Just like over there, they're competing for primetime. So sometimes some episodes, like some pilots, might need a 2-episode to get started. I know there's a couple of anime where I second episode, like, okay, this is what's going on for real. But if it came out on TV, like Avatar, for example. Avatar, remember it came out on Nickelodeon and had the hour special. You had to go online and watch it. You watch an anime nowadays, you're not going to know that it came out as an hour special unless you were there. So people sometimes watch episode 1 and be like, nothing happened. You know, you got to watch episode 1 and 2 or maybe 1, 2, and 3. You know, like, because sometimes I've seen anime start off and, like, nothing picks up until episode 3. Then after that, it's all Gucci.
Unless you Hunter x Hunter, nothing picks up until episode 40.
Exactly. Like, a lot of things start off slow. And that's the thing. A lot of anime.
Oh, man.
There isn't really a direct
I'm happy I powered through that, though. I remember Chris told me to watch Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter is, bro, like, that's the show. I tell people, it's like One Piece. You don't just start that like, oh, I'm just going to do this. No, you have to dedicate yourself to say, I'm going to do. Like, when you watch Game of Thrones, when you watch Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, you have to say, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
Like, me and my wife, we watched seasons 1-7 in about 2.5 weeks. Like, we was like, we're watching this. Every second that we had together, we were trying to watch an episode of our show. And same thing with Westworld. Bust through season 1, we was like, whoa, bro, what? Whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's crazy. Anime, not anime related at all. But that's a constant. We like good stories. We like, because there's a theme to all of these things. If you look at the story, you'll forget that it's animated because sometimes the animations are so well drawn because there's different techniques, you know, because just like shooting. You can shoot with an Avengers style, like, color palette where you can kind of set scenes with colors, or you can kind of shoot where, like with Us, where your camera angles and the lingering shots is how you tell your story. There's techniques.
There's definitely some, like, great cinematography in anime.
I was saying, animation. And you think that it's because it's hand-drawn, there aren't risks taken with direction. No, there's not. I would tell you, there are a lot of episodes, a lot of shows you can watch that just take camera angles to the point where you're like, how did they draw that? Like, you're like, how did they draw this?
Yeah.
To look like, to how do they pan that out? Like, some, like, the technique that people put into getting these shots, because they have to actually redraw over. Like I heard yesterday that the opening to Mob Psycho season 2, the cityscape, they flew a drone through a city and through a tunnel, and it is animated the guys on top of that. But the way they did it, it is so well done. You would never know because, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Going through the tunnel, blowing up the truck under the building, all that, the bridge that he jumped to, all that was real, real architecture. They flew a drone around, took pictures of all of that. Mm. And it animated on top of that. And it filtered it out to make it look like it wasn't real. That's crazy. And, like, you have to have a vision for that. And you couldn't get that with live action. Live action, you couldn't do that and make that look good at all.
Yeah. No, you couldn't.
So, My Hero Academia is another show. You know, Todoroki Tina again. Like, listen,
one of my favorite shows right now.
If you like any kind of motivational show,
let me tell you
My Hero Academia.
Let me tell you something.
We're gonna get into recommendations at the end.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. But let me tell you something. Well, you know, let's get into that at the end because I actually want to get into this topic of the race. Because what I hear a lot of times from people is that there's no black people in anime.
Yeah, and we get that a lot. Like, you know, a lot of people will say, like, oh, there's a lot of racism in anime. You know, yes. A lot of, especially in older anime, people got to understand that a lot of anime that we watch on Toonami, you know, and Toonami was a lot of people's introduction into anime.
It was a lot of those shows were
exactly. A lot of those shows were older. Like, they were already made in its entirety. They have came out, reran in Japan multiple times. We're seeing them for the first. It's like music come from the south. Like
Dragon Ball Z
like
was made in the 80s.
Exactly. And people got to understand.
Came
like,
out in the 90s, like late 90s.
Yeah. And it's like you got to, and people, and some people didn't catch on until like Toonami got shifted to the weekend. Mm-hmm. They was watching the reruns then. Yeah. And then they wouldn't have all of it translated, so they would have to rerun it from the beginning again at some point, or they were marathoning again. So some people didn't get to see all of Dragon Ball Z until the 2000s.
Yeah.
So you're watching a 20-year-old show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's funny that nowadays people are still trying to say it's for kids. I'm like, that show is so old. You know about it and it's older than you.
Yeah. That show is very old. But okay, so to talk about this, the ethnic and racial stereotypes in manga, you know, I did some research and, you know, this is actually a real thing. And to really get a good understanding of why that is you have to understand Japan itself, where it comes from, anime comes from. And manga. So Japan's culture is really, you know, they have a very long. Japan is an Asian country with a long history of homogeneity, and very few racial and ethnic minorities are in Japan. There are black people in Japan, Japanese animation, Japanese comics, but not many. And how they represented it varies wildly by artist and by era. So once you understand that Japan's viewpoint of Western civilization or America is really the popular viewpoint and the worldly viewpoint, which is basically white Western Americans. So that's why most of the Japanese characters always look white. There's that in manga. They always look white. And you see very, very few of them incorporating people of color. And so I read this on MIT.edu. MIT did a whole piece on this. And you can look it up at MIT.edu. And I have a problem with some of this because, especially now, in the era, in the past, in the past 10 years, the past 15 years, because of the fact that I know for a fact because I love Japanese culture so much, I also know that there's a huge hip-hop influence and there's a huge R&B influence in Japanese culture.
Yep.
Especially in the style and in the music that you hear
nowadays.
And there's
also a very specific anime that kind of put it like, hey, like, we love hip-hop.
Yeah. So I want to poke holes in that theory that Japanese people aren't exposed to black culture. Nah, they definitely are. Them. There was music, the music. They definitely are exposed to that. And it's just that I feel like they're picking and choosing sometimes what they want to talk about and what they want to include. You know what I'm saying? It's cool enough to say, you know, it's that theory. It's cool enough to be black. It's cool enough to act black, but nobody really wants to be black. You know what I'm saying? So you can, you know, people, and it happens in America too. So that's going to happen in Japan and all other places where people can look at our stuff and say, we want to dress like you, but we don't want to be you. Or we want to sound like you, but we don't want to be you. So it's the same thing about in the shows. It's like, well, why am I going to make a show of something that I might say, I might have my character look like he's hip-hop in the show, but I'm not going to make him black because that's not what I want my character to be. So that's why that probably exists. And is it messed up? Yeah. But that just means that is this, we need more positive representation. And that's what, you know, people talk about with Black Panther and stuff like that. We need more positive representation on these things that are then shown throughout the world of people of color so people can understand there's more to us than the surface value of what they see.
Right.
You know, but...
Right. I'm going to say a lot of the time, it comes down to people like to give the impression that there isn't a way to find out like how people are, which is bullshit. Excuse my language, but you're not gonna tell me that as much black people love anime, you're not gonna tell me that it is one way. It's impossible. Yeah. Like there are shows that go back, like I said, Cowboy Bebop is one example of a show that definitely borrowed elements and definitely showcased a lot of things that were not just purely Western, white, American, or even European in any sense. You know, they definitely pulled elements from other things. Space Dandy is an example of that. Samurai Champloo is definitely an example of that. Samurai Champloo, heavily a hip-hop influence. Like, even to down to, like, even the fighting style that they employ is supposed to be reminiscent of breakdancing for his main character. Like, there's a lot of things that they do to pay homage. Mm-hmm. And I remember another show that I watched called Dimension W. Dude's breakdancing in the intro. I'm like, dude is killing it. And I'm like, so where did this stuff come from? Someplace.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, but I think I do want to say that we cannot assume that all people know what, you know, I'm pretty sure there's some people who are exposed to certain things, but just like how over here in our own country, people tend to not pay attention to things that are happening like the next state over. If it's not, of course, happening to people of their own.
Yeah.
How do I put it? They're not, I want to say own race. I want to say their own like self-defined group.
Yeah.
So I can see how, and there's a couple things that I follow on the internet, that they actually do ask it, you know, people overseas about opinions about certain things. And a lot of them only really get their views from media. So you're right. We do have to do better at that.
Yeah. I remember watching a video when Black Panther came out and they went to, I think, somewhere in China.
And they were asking people about... They were surprised.
They was like, we didn't know that this was a thing.
Yeah.
They was like, when we see people of color, we see them in like Juice or like they're like muggers or shit. And I'm like, damn, that's all they see of black people. Like, you know, or hip hop videos. That's it.
Right. And it's like, it's something I wanted to mention, something I seen earlier today about like the term black on black crime. And I was like, when you say that, that isn't a real thing. It's just crime.
It's just like, crime. It's white on white crime. It's Asian on Asian crime.
You know, it's Hispanic on Hispanic crime. Like, yeah, we don't go around saying that.
We're gonna get into another perpetual narrative that's been spun by the government.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, but you would put black in front of like, oh, that like it's the worst, like it's worse than all the other kinds.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of the and taking that stigma to anime.
Yeah,
you know. And even like Dungeons and Dragons, like even like Stranger Things, the nerd culture in general, like you bring that stigma to that and say, oh, hey, y'all ain't supposed to like this.
Yeah.
This ain't, y'all didn't create this.
But see, here's the interesting part because I'm doing more research. I found that RZA actually dedicated a whole page to Goku's resonance with black Americans. See, now my thing about what I've always loved about anime in particular is the underlying tones that it represents, that they show throughout these different shows and these different type of series. And RZA stated that he felt that Son Goku is a part of an ancient race called the Saiyans, who came from a distant planet and were known as the fiercest warriors in the galaxy. So Son Goku has superpowers but doesn't realize it. A head injury destroyed his memory, robbed his knowledge of himself. I even use the name Goku as a tag when I write. And when my hair is in an afro, I'm a Super Saiyan. He sees a portrait of the American slave trade and Saiyan's lost history left behind on another planet. So, like, the fact that Goku being in a place where he doesn't know who he is, he's disenfranchised from his people, right? But he has a power inside him, but that people don't want him to know he has. And how similar it is to the African American experience,
or Superman, but you whatever, know.
or Superman, right?
Anime inspires.
Yeah, so not to say that was like, you know, Akira's intention, but there's a lot of similarities. So if you want to read more about that, you can go. There's a Vice article that actually talks about this from 2015. You can look this up. But yeah, there's a lot of people of color, black people, or black men, or black women. Black boys and girls that love anime, like us, right? Me and you. And we've been inspired by it. I'm heavily inspired by it. with everything that I do. And it's one of those things that it not only teaches you about creativity, but teaches you how to be a better person, because anime has a lot of spirituality to it and a lot of tapping into yourself and tapping into you being the best that you can be and going beyond your limits. And there are a lot of shows that represent that. We can go into the shows, you know.
Anime is sometimes better than live, because you can have live action. You can have a flat. Yeah. We watch, like I said, we watch a lot of live action shows too, and you can have a flat character in a TV show that you hate.
Yeah.
Like, she can't act. You're not going to do that in anime. Yeah. Like, you're just not going to remember that person.
Yeah.
Because their part is so minuscule, either they're going to perform it or not, or their personality is either is portrayed that way for a reason. Like, if they're going to be bland, they're bland for a reason. So it's always interesting to see that happen, because I think we are so more critical of live action, and that's why anime couldn't work at live action all the time, because you can't get away with certain things. Like, having, if someone wants to be a bland character, like, all the time, as an anime character, you can accept that. You can say, okay, this dude is morbid as hell. That's fine. But you couldn't make a Death Note show first with live action without any context, because then certain characters wouldn't work. Like, now, mind you, Death Note's written really well, but even if you were to take that show with live action, you would have to change some things. Certain characters would be seen as flat, period. Like Bleach, certain characters would be seen as flat. Like, just because anime is there to kind of give the oomph and give the little, because then you can draw in emotion, you can draw in content, you can draw in, you can add some background music, you can add attention, you can add that. And in live action, you don't always have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. So if you can name two anime that inspires you the most, what would they be?
Am I her entire life?
Yeah.
Well, number one, I guess I want to say is Spanish Dragon Ball Z. Nah, I'm
done. I thought you was dead ass. So I was like, what the fuck is that?
Listen, you're not going to lie.
Remember when they had the Spanish version. That was when they first had Super Saiyan, right?
That's when they first had blood. And we was like, yo, Frieza bleeding from the hand, dog? I remember as a kid, I never forget,
when we got the Spanish.
When Frieza came back to the planet before Trunks chopped that dude up, saying he squeezed his hand thinking about Goku. I remember because I had just watched it in English. And he squeezed his hand. And I remember they just showed his hand. And I'm like, what are we doing? And then in the Spanish version, he's dripping blood. I'm like, oh. Yeah. I'm like, he's that mad.
I remember when I first saw that shit, I was like, oh, like, they really cut up. Like, you saw his bits and pieces, bro. You saw his
bits, yep. Even like, History of Trunks, when he grabbed his hand and squeezed it, blood came out. But, like, you didn't see that in the edited version. I'm like, yo, edit it. Like, and I tell you, if you find an anime, please try and find it uncut. I feel like it's like, why, like, listen, saying like rap, you don't want to listen to that rap song uncut. Like, you're not a child.
I remember the first time I watched
that. That's like saying uncut. Rap is for kids. That's like rap isn't for kids. Obviously, it's an edited version for kids to enjoy if they so choose. But the raw form, you can't play that for children. Like anime, you can't play that for children. You have to edit that. Like,
when I watched my first
Pokemon was edited, bro. Like,
when I watched my first anime uncut, it was like losing my virginity. It was like, oh, okay, I'm never watching
you
anime.
See some wild shit.
It's I never watched the edited version ever again in life, ever after that.
That's low-key, I low-key missed illegally pirating, because you can get the like right now I'm watching JoJo, and I know they covering stuff up, like they putting black on this. I'm like, I want to see someone drew a face getting blown open. I want to see it.
Yeah,
like you watching the movie, I want to see, because what if that they, I remember watching a commercial for, like, I think it was, like, a computer when he was watching a movie and he realized he could add a part halfway through and he went and did it right before the movie ended or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, people care about that. Like, that's an example of, like, people care about how things impact people.
Yeah.
So if you take the time to draw that and have someone animate that and put the sound effects in that and get someone to make a sound and take a piece of beef and hit it to, I want to see it.
All right. Like, You haven't named it.
So my number one show that I always say is my all-time favorite of all time is Esquired. S-S-C-R-Y-E-D. That he was one of my first protagonists that I enjoyed, because he wasn't trying to be good. He was just trying to be left alone.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was more so like, you know, there was always a call, like, in a very, very classic hero story, though. Like, and it's always like, I forgot the person who wrote the book, like, The Art of Storytelling. That's a very famous book. If you care about, pay attention to, I'll say, if you care about anything like mediums, read that book or at least look it up, because you didn't understand how you can come to understand and like anime as a medium and not as a animation.
Yeah.
Because you start, because once you start seeing it, it's just a show that decided to animate this time around. Yeah. It's like watching fucking Toy Story. Like, yeah, you can go watch it live action. I can't imagine how that'll look compared to the movie, but you can go watch a live action on Broadway right now if you want to, if that's your taste. But the original, I'm pretty sure if that came out first, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So Esquire was really inspirational to me because at the time, like, I didn't see Akira. At that time, I wasn't in it. You know, I had a computer, but I didn't know, unless I was directed to look at something, I wouldn't know. So Esquire was one of the first shows in which the protagonist, Kazuma, was just kind of not really reluctant. Like, he was like, you know, he's really only doing it because people keep taking people close to him and things are happening close to him. And he's like, crap, like, I don't want to be bothered with none of this, honestly. But then he kind of gets his switch flipped and he's like, you know what? Screw it. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
And that's my number one. So I feel like and the animation style was so good. That was my first instance of me like looking up who made a show, looking up who made the music, you know, playing the theme song by itself, you know, walking around playing that in my head, looking up on YouTube. Like, that was the first time like I went into a show and like, I want to know the bits and pieces to this. I want to hear the full version to this intro song. I need to put that into my phone, you know?
Yeah.
I need to get wallpaper for this. And that's the first character I ever wanted to cosplay. And if I do cosplay, I'm definitely going to be Kazuma from Esquire. Yeah. So that's my number one. Dragon Ball Z is not going to be my number two. My number two, I guess, would be Pokemon.
Yeah, you was a huge Pokemon.
I'm still a huge Pokemon fan.
Yeah, you was like,
everyone, if you like Pokemon enough to create your own Pokemon, which a lot of people did, then you were a fan. You know, I was in grade school and I felt like Pokemon was one of the things that I discovered, because I remember watching the show before I knew what the hell it was. I was like, what the fuck is a Pokemon? Before the games came out, the show came out. So I remember watching the show and be like, okay, this is cool. And then there's a game. Okay, cool. Oh, snap. Miles' friend got the game. Okay, cool. Okay, we can trade. Oh, snap. Okay, we're in assembly now. Like, yeah. Pokemon really put you into a social mindset where then Pokemon made you put your head up on the game board and say, yo, we need to battle.
Yeah.
Like, I spoke to people in school because of Pokemon, you know? And legit.
Just gonna ride for Pokemon cards, man.
And so it was pretty crazy. And so that's why it's my number two. I would say Yu-Gi-Oh! Would be a close third. But Pokemon came out before that. And we definitely had the cards before that. And the cards now are worth a lot of money. And I wish I still knew where they were.
Yeah.
But those are my number two. But those are my two anime that inspired me the most, at least as a kid. You know, I have different examples now as an adult. Yeah. But those are my earliest ones that I remember definitely inspired me.
For me, I mean, I have to go because I have to go based on, like, what is a consistent for me in my life. Akira was an anime that inspired me heavily. I would say Dragon Ball Z, because those are my first introductions. But Akira, when I saw the Akira movie and I saw how it was shot and I saw the character and I saw the red and the pill in the jacket and the bike and then the story of it, I fell in love with just the whole thing and that character and me being that character and what that felt like. And it just came with me through everything. And even when I created or drew things or the way I saw color, the way I saw characters was always in this Akira format. Mm. If you look at a lot of my work, you definitely see that influence in a lot of my work. The second one is a recent one because I'm sorry. This is probably this show get me emotional, bro. My Hero Academia, bro. I'm sorry. Like you cannot watch that show and not feel like I gotta go and do some awesome ass shit after you watch that show, bro. On God, you can't feel that way, bro.
That's a fact.
You know.
That's a fact. You're right about that.
You know. So, I will say that it's definitely like those are definitely my top two. Like. Animes.
Yeah. There's a lot of shows. Like, honestly, there's a lot of shows that can inspire you as a person. I personally feel like if you don't have to like anime, you don't have to like anime after listening to us. You don't have to like anime after watching anime. But I do feel like if you like storytelling, like, ask your friends. Like, there's a couple anime that are definitely intros into anime. And I'll throw out a couple, I guess. Dragon Ball Z is not an intro to anime to me, you know?
I mean, it was our intro to anime.
Yeah, but as a kid, like, but if you're an adult listening to us, that's not the, you're not going to start watching Dragon Ball Z and be like, yo, anime is awesome.
I wouldn't start with that, yeah.
Like, you need, I feel like if you're a fan of any kind of, it depends. If you like Marvel movies and all that stuff, then watch My Hero Academia. Or,
well, I think One Punch Man is a good introduction. It's very short, very quick.
One Punch Man, only reason why One Punch Man is, One Punch Man is satire. So One Punch Man would be like watching Scott Pilgrim movie.
Yeah. Okay. And it's That's the price I like.
It's a parody on a kind of idea. Yeah. And so you're going to watch One Punch Man become desensitized to the fact that they can actually tell good stories. Now, mind you, they do tell good stories in One Punch Man, but it's for comedic effect because Saitama doesn't care. He's like, bro, I don't know what we're doing. So, no. But I will say, like, if you like mystery, suspense, or just like, or some shows just have an idea. A lot of shows have an idea. What if this happened? Yeah. So, shows like that, you know, I would say Death Note. Death Note is one show that I feel like
Death Note, bro.
Asian doesn't like Death Note. A lot of people like Death Note. Like, I feel like you can watch Death Note, not the Netflix movie. Now, I've heard someone said unpopular opinion that the Netflix movie had a better, showed more realistically what would happen if someone nowadays got a hold of the Death Note. I don't care about that. Watch this show. The show itself, and I would say try and watch it subbed. I know we're gonna have a big sub versus dub debate. Only reason why I ever say that subbed is better,
because it's not filtered,
is because you get to read what they say.
Yeah.
Specifically how they say it has with the words coming out, not an approximation. Because there's been times for me, for example, where I know for a fact certain moments would not have been as impactful if I heard it in English, because it didn't come across the same way. Not the shit on subs, you know, on dubbed. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that if you write a, like, same thing with Game of Thrones. Like, you wanna hear what the creator wrote as close to it. Like, if you're gonna study the Bible, you wanna think the version you're looking at is the closest to what was said.
Niggas that watch dubbed anime are weird to me.
Nah. I mean, listen, I don't wanna put voice actors out of the game. You know, a lot of them do good work.
Yeah, I'm trying to do dub anime. What's up? What's up, Funimation? Hit me up.
Oh yeah, I'll dub an anime. Like, whatever you want us to do.
Make me a character. What's up?
You don't have the guts.
We don't have a week of the week this week, right? Do we have a trash anime?
I have
a couple trash. I have a trash anime. That basketball one you watching? Bro.
That shit
is garbage, bro.
Coco's Basketball is a really good intro to sports anime.
Trash.
A good example of a sports anime. I would say if you don't like it, then you can like sports anime. There's also a cooking one that's also pretty good. You have to expand your horizon, because if you like the great baking show and others, don't want to eat that.
Trash.
The other things that if you like other kinds of show, because now Netflix is the binge culture that we find ourselves in now is very different. The binge culture we find ourselves in is very different nowadays.
Trash.
Nah. No, I'm saying that the way that we consume things nowadays, it's easier to watch different kinds of shows and not be like, because now back in the day, it was all soap operas, right? And all sitcoms. Now it's like people got tired of that. They had to do other kinds of shows, you know? Now we have shows, people talk about videos on the internet. We have shows that we have political satire.
I'm not watching a basketball show if the majority of the people playing are not black. I'm not watching it.
Don't listen to Adrian.
I'm not watching a basketball anime. It's not, no.
He didn't watch, you can't, listen, I'm not going to have you taint people because you don't like to watch an entire show. Like, I'm the kind of person where there's a lot of shows that I definitely watch episode one.
They don't got Michael Jordan on the show. I'm not watching it, bro.
That's exactly. So, you know what? Let me depart, because I do want to talk about the toxic masculinity in anime when it comes to black people.
That's
true. So, Adrian's views on Coco's Basketball is a very good example of why people do not get into anime. Because it's one thing to say, I don't like these kind of shows, but another thing to say, oh, this is trash, it's horrible. People who don't know about anime are going to say, oh, that's an example of anime. Anime trash. I'm not gonna watch any anime for the rest of my life. And people will do that because
that one's particularly trash.
It's easier to draw that conclusion. No, I mean, it's easier. Like I don't like soap operas. That doesn't mean all soap operas are gonna make the same. But all it takes is one person to tell you this is horrible. You're never gonna. That's all you need to know. Because if people already think it's cartoons, because that other group they grew out of cartoons. That's all I need to know. And the thing that's happening right now with a lot of people, that when they express interest in anime, they get attacked for either not knowing enough or not knowing this specific set of stuff or not liking this particular set of stuff. True. I'm like, I know people who only like one show ever.
Yeah.
Like, some people have liked only Dragon Ball Z. Like, they don't like Pokemon. They don't like Yu-Gi-Oh. They don't like none of that. Like, they don't like Digimon. Like,
and that's okay.
Like, there's some, I know, like, Pokemon Go brought a lot of people back that didn't pay attention to Pokemon or anime in general. And it's funny because a lot of people came back that played the first games. That's why they came back, because that's what you were playing as in the first year.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, you know, people who are still playing because they're trying to make it last. But I just want to, I want to say the same thing we said about the Us movie and the same thing we said about the Captain Marvel movie. Like, people liking something does not, like, just because you liked it before them or you think that you're the expert or whatever doesn't give you the right to try to gatekeep.
No, and I'm not doing that.
No, not you.
Don't listen to me. Listen, I'm a firm believer in.
Listen, this is a show. He's going to be as eccentric as it has to be.
Do what you want to do. But I'm just saying, like, for me, trash.
But I'm saying, if you feel like anime is like a kid's thing, trust me, there's a show out there that has great writing, great characters, great character development, and a good conclusion. And it might take a little bit of time to find. You might have to look it up, because you're not, you know, when you look up anime, you're not going to find, oh, Death Note's going to be first. Death Note is going to be like how Harry Potter is, where, like, it came out, it was great, you put it on the shelf, you idolize it forever, and that's why you're talking about it today, you know? So in 50 years, you might not be talking about it. But when people say, yo, what was the anime that you should watch? They're going to say Death Note. They're going to say Dragon Ball Z. They're going to say, you know, One Piece, even though this shit is 800 episodes long.
One Piece.
But One Piece is an example. Like, One Piece is an example of a show in which you love anime enough that you now are stuck. Yeah, and that's stuck. It.
I'm like, that's really what it is. I can't not watch it.
It's, and
like,
if you go and read the manga, you're going to never not watch. And how many shows that you know can do this mean 20 years on 20 years?
Yeah.
Like, If you knew you can do a show for 20 years, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Simpsons.
You could have a legacy. The Simpsons, exactly. So One Piece is our Simpsons. You know what I'm saying? I watch The Simpsons is still funny, bro. I still watch it.
You told me that the other day. I haven't watched it.
Yo, I'm dying. We dying watching it. I'm not going front. Simpsons is still funny. So, and you would think that, and Simpsons is our attempt at a long-running show because One Piece is a narrative, a story with a person and character development that's moving. Maggie doesn't age in Simpsons. You know, she stays a baby. But in One Piece, Maggie would have been a full-grown woman. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And we still would not have lost interest. That's the thing. American audiences, our attention span is so little that people think, oh, they can't pay attention. No, there's a whole generation of us that do watch these things. And we do like long narrative. We do want to see character development. We do want to see, you know, people come back. And especially in movies now, you see real movies who are like the MIB movies want to be a continuation from 20 years ago.
Which I'm not, whatever.
Listen, I'm just saying that, like, you know, we are now in an age where, like,
why is Thor in Men in Black? I don't understand.
It's just casting, bro. People can't be a character forever.
I know. It's fucking with my head.
And at the end of the day, I just want people to understand, like, you know, don't attack people for their views on anime or black culture or Game of Thrones.
Don't attack people for their views on anything.
On anything. Like, just, you should, you know, understand, unless, like, someone's telling you, like, oh, I believe that people who watch anime should all be sent on a rocket to the moon, and I'm actively trying to do that.
Well, then I could say, I believe you could suck my whole dick sideways. How about that?
I'd be like, yo, Rasengan. Like, I'm not had time for this. Like, I don't, you know, like, imagine walking down the street talking about anime, and, like, and you learn Japanese a little bit, too. So imagine talking, and someone says, you got to talk English in America. I'd be like, bro, you shut your ass up. Like, if I put your name on my Death Note.
Do we have a theme this week? I think our theme this week is acceptance.
Yeah. A theme has to be acceptance this week because, you know, in anime, and that's why we wanted to make this topic. We wanted to touch on, like, hip-hop has been a big influence in anime, you know.
True, fact.
Black culture.
Afro-Samurai.
Oh, my God. What? Yeah. Afro-Samurai is a perfect example of that. Even Samurai Jack to some degree. has a cultural influence. Like, they, to the point where they had to bring that show back.
Yeah.
You know, like, we brought back a lot of shit. We're like, we're not letting this die. Like, we're not. So, Dragon Ball Z came back because of us.
Yep, it did.
Like, legit. I said that in the Dragon Ball Z episode. A lot of independent creators who have kept the ideas alive, you know, kept the themes alive. Even Smash Brothers is an example of, like, video games. Like, technically, it's not anime, but there has been anime made about some of the characters.
I think
anime is just a way to express an idea. Yeah, it is not a genre. It's not a monster that you only kids enjoy. It's just a way that someone has to tell a story, and that's it.
People keep trying to put caps on things, and I feel like
you
don't need to do that. Sometimes you need to, like, if you did something really good, sometimes let it. I can understand not wanting to, like, do something until the point where it gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But I also feel like if your fan base still wants it, give it to them. You know what I'm saying? Don't.
Yeah.
You know, don't just like just deal with what I got.
We lost a lot of shows and content and stuff due to like other, like, it's not due to us. And that's why, you know, I do pay for my stuff now, because legally watching stuff, those shows get canceled. Those shows get ended because they're not getting the viewership they're supposed to and not responding well.
Yeah.
And so they go away and we're like, oh my God, what happened? So accepting the fact that we do have to support the shows that we like. You know, sure, you cannot pirate everything. I'm sorry. A lot of guys are like, I got the hookup. I got this. Yeah, but if you want to see this happen, you want to see the end of the show,
you're
going to have to pay for it. He has to get paid somehow. He's not getting $1 million a year. You know what I'm saying?
People
are struggling.
Same thing with music.
Exactly. People are sitting here going page by page. You know what I'm saying? So we need to honor that. That's why I don't like censorship. If you write a Skull Game split open, I need to see that. Maybe... if I didn't see that, I won't understand why the character is so upset about it later on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these things need to happen. You're telling a story. And we have to accept that process and stop trying to make people feel... and trying to make ourselves feel like we need to be above something.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be above animation.
No.
Like, I'm pretty sure that as an adult, if you have children, you have seen an anime in a movie and you liked it. Just because it's CGI...
if you watch Zootopia, come on.
Zootopia was a these movies told stories. Could have been animated.
You can't love Zootopia.
Yes, it could have been animated. They could have definitely animated. They could have hand-animated. But here's the thing. Disney is moving from hand-animated to CGI to live action. Because they want to retell their stories. Because it's a good story. Yeah. So now you're going to tell me, oh, the new Jungle Book is not the same. It's probably not the same, but it's the one that your kids are going to know now.
Yeah.
So... anime doesn't have to do it. Anime would just be the same. You can play Dragon Ball Z 50 years from now. It's going to be the same.
That's true.
You know? And that's the idea about live action don't age that well.
Will it be the same? We don't know.
We don't know.
It's all the same until...
find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
That's an episode. That's it. That's an episode. Thank you, guys. Casual Nerddom. We out. Peace and love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.